the purpose of this book was to tell the detainees' stories.
The title of the book, The Guantanamo Lawyers, says attorney Mark Dunbar, belies the 140 or so stories it contains, as they give an unprecedented insight into individuals we have been led to believe are terrorists. Speaking of his two clients,
they were basically lost souls. They left their countries, working on the underbelly in other countries, selling drugs, working for cash. And when it comes to the idea of how they gave up drugs, well, that's just an Islamic 12-stepper. After we started bombing Afghanistan, he fled. He paid a guide some money to get him out of Afghanistan, and the guy sold him to the Iranians. My client arrived in the CIA's custody as a result of arrangements negotiated between the government of Iran and the United States.
Guantanamo, says Dunbar, is a political miscalculation. The Bush administration had intended to show that the war on terror was a success.
If they hadn't had a Guantanamo, all these people would still be in Bagram or in Kabul, and there are still people there. And we know Guantanamo because they wanted to make a big deal about it as a public relations coup and a success. So I think Guantanamo is in fact just the tip of the iceberg of a far bigger evil, our whole U.S. detention policy, and I don't think we know everything that's happening.
When Air Force Major Yvonne Bradley joined Binyam Mohammed's defense team for his military commission trial in 2005, she was a true believer in America's campaign against terrorism. But in February 2009, she went public, accusing the government of torturing her client and demanding his release. Like other military lawyers and prosecutors, she now denounces what she calls rigged trials.
After 9/11, when Cheney said we took the gloves off, to our horror, we absolutely did. Once my eyes got open to Guantanamo Bay and what it was all about, was standing up for principles that were higher in value than just say us and them. There's one race, as I tell people, and it's a human race, and we need to treat each other with that same dignity and respect, and we have not. Probably throughout history, but I wasn't going to have it on my watch and being part of what I saw at Guantanamo Bay.
Now a lieutenant colonel, Bradley says she objects to calling people terrorists.
These labels always put someone at a disadvantage, and there are people of color, there are people who are different from the mainstream.
The practice of psychological and physical torture is no longer limited to CIA black sites in Morocco or Kabul or military interrogation camps like Bagram. Faisal Hashmi said that his brother Fahad, who has been in solitary confinement for 3 years in Lower Manhattan, is not an isolated case.
There's been so many people like Fahad, like Shifa Siddiqui, like Harris Ahmed, like Uzair Paracha. By the standards of the legal definition, their cases have been ridiculous. But nobody has heard of them.
And Mark Dunbar to conclude that
at this stage in our country, it is the Muslim issue that's the core issue. I'm not doubting there are other people discriminated against, but I don't think we should lose sight of the fact that right now the target is, and has been, and will be for a while, people who are Muslims.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.